tweaking plant genes to boost oil production, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Arabidopsis is a simple plant known mainly for helping scientists understand and explore plant biology, but a recently published paper suggests it could become quite useful for biofuels production. Plant biochemist Jay Thielen of the University of Missouri is one of the co-authors. He says gene modifications in the plant produce not only more oil, but also more protein.
What we ultimately want to do is kind of train it, engineer it to produce even more oil, as well as specialty types of oils that would be compatible, for instance, with sustainable aviation fuel.
Thielen says there's still more work to do, as the modification also caused the plants to break the oils down faster. One desirable trait is the plants mature quickly, he adds.
Have to figure out how to continue to produce more vegetable oils, but do it with the same amount of land. Cover crops are going to be part of the solution, and how we can get multiple rounds of crops in a single year.
Thielen says the project is a good example of how ag research can help solve problems beyond just the ag sector.
It feels like basic science is a bit under attack these days, and I guess I would just like to remind your listeners that basic science is critical to our economic growth and our infrastructure.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.